Chapter 4 To the Galapagos. By the summer of 1834, Charles had been gone nearly 3 years. He'd explored many wild places. He'd visited Patagonia, Rio de Janeiro, Uruguay, and Buenos Aires. As the Beagle reached the southernmost tip of South America, Captain Fitzroy steered the ship carefully through the Strait of Magellan. The Beagle entered the Pacific Ocean safely and sailed up the western coast of South America. The trip had been full of adventure and danger. One time, Charles and the other sailors were on Tierra del Fuego, an island near the southern tip of South America. Suddenly, a huge piece of ice fell from a nearby cliff. When it hit the sea, the waves rose high. Charles thought quickly. Together, he and a sailor rushed to pull their small boat farther up the beach before it was smashed by the waves. Captain Fitzroy stopped in the town of Valparaiso in Chile. The Beagle needed repairs. Charles was glad for some time on land. He was eager to get letters from home. Charles walked all the way to Santiago, the capital city. On the way back, he became very ill and was sick for 6 weeks. Up to this time, Charles had been a healthy young man. After this, he had stomach problems for the rest of his life. Charles longed to go home and almost sailed back to England on another ship. Soon after, for the first time in his life, Charles saw a volcano erupt. He also experienced an earthquake. He was so excited, he could barely sleep. For months, he'd been reading Lyell's book about the Earth and how the Earth had been formed by natural forces. Now Charles saw this for himself. He felt the Earth shake. He saw cracks open in the ground. He found bits of seashells at the top of hills. How had they gotten there? He felt sure that long ago the land had been underwater. He thought that the hills had risen up over time after volcanic eruptions. Charles was sure Lyell was right. Natural forces like volcanoes had changed Earth in the past. And the Earth was still changing. Charles climbed high into the Andes Mountains and took in everything with new, curious eyes. The shape of the rocks, the valleys below, the gravel at his feet. He tried to imagine the past when these mountains had been pushed up from the sea by volcanic forces. On one peak, Charles stopped to look at the glorious view. The sky was an intense blue. Wild, broken rocks lay below him. Patches of snow shone from other peaks. More and more, Charles was seeing the world as a scientist. But the beauty of nature always moved him. After leaving South America, the Beagle continued westward. The next stop was the Galapagos Islands, off the coast of Ecuador. The Beagle arrived there on September 15, 1835. This was the high point for Charles. He was eager to see the amazing creatures, volcanoes, and lava fields of the Galapagos Islands. Although few people lived on these islands, for years whaling ships had stopped to hunt and fish. Sailors were fond of capturing the giant Galapagos tortoises, which were a good source of food. They could stay alive in a ship's hold for months before being eaten. Charles was fascinated by the giant tortoises. Males can weigh up to 500 pounds and measure 5 or 6 feet from head to tail. It seemed to Charles as if they were creatures from another planet. Charles set off to explore. He found strange marine iguanas, which slept on warm rocks in the sun. When they got hungry, they crawled into the ocean to feed on seaweed. Charles had never seen swimming iguanas before. He wondered how these creatures, so different from any other, had come to live here.